理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break.
I want him under 24-hour surveillance.
I have to be there when they kill this man. The least you could do is review his case.
Terrence.
The thing I can't quite figure is, with the
crap storm this thing's become, why they haven't killed you.
Have at it.
Now, out of respect for what you once were, I'm gonna let you walk away.
Why don't you just hand me that shank you're holding?
I'm not even sure why I need it.
Thank you.
Your keys, they're right over there by your inbox. Well, you got a maintenance guy waiting outside here. Says you want him to change the locks. Want me to call him off?
No, send him in.
It's your last chance, Trina.
Schofield's and his whole PI crew, they're escaping.
You know I can't let you leave here, boss.
Times I've been apprehended while trying to elude the authorities, it's always because of the damn dogs. Turns out you can run just about everything in your life except your own particular stink.
Yeah, well, some of us stink more than others.
Quinte, you can smell like a bouquet of bonbons, but unless you get rid of your smell, you might as well send a note to the police with directions and some cab fare.
Yeah, Theodore's right, man.
We gotta scrub down our cells. What about our bunks?
Pillows, sheets, everything. Either get rid of your smell or change it.
Well, how much time we got?
John?
3 days. That's as soon as I can get us into the guards room for PI.
You think you'll have the extra suits by then?
Probably. They should be here tomorrow.
Good. So we're good to go.
All we got left is figuring out how to get through that door in the infirmary.How to get Link out of that box.
You can do that in 3 days.
3 days should be plenty of time.
We gotta get out of here. Now. Found it. He just did.
The hole's just sitting there?
I covered it the best I could. But it's just a matter of time before someone discovers Bellick's missing.
What do you mean, Bellick's missing?
Okay. Porcturia is a big place. Maybe they won't notice for a while.
Nothing happens around here without Bellick say so. Somebody is going to notice that he's missing.
And when they do, they're going to close this place down until they find him.
What are we going to do?
As soon as it gets dark, we go.
Night?
Pretty, we ain't ready to escape tonight.
The escape already started. Started the minute Bellick found that hole.
And it's going to end the minute they figure out that he's missing.
Then stay!
I'll be sure to read the papers in the morning. See how many years you got when they realized which crew was working in that room and dug that hole.
So what's the play, man?
You think you can have the plane ready by tonight?
Sure.
You had kitchen duty, right?
Yeah.
What'd you use to scrub down the floors?
I don't know. I think it was some peroxide or something like that.
That'll work. Get as much as you can. I'll work on getting us that key to the infirmary. The rest of you find whatever you can to get rid of the scent in your cells.
None of this matters if we can't get in the guards room.
We're gonna leave after dinner, during tier time, when the gates are open, 7 o'clock, one by one, through my cell.
Whoa. Now, we were supposed to go through the guards room. That was gonna give us a head start. Hours before they even found out we were missing.
We leave through your cell. We ain't got no lead time.
7 o'clock, concert 8 o'clock. That's only
60 minutes. 60 minutes to get over that wall and as far away from here as possible.
They'll be right on our asses.
Put your talking and start your walking, ladies. Your time is up.
They already are.
Come on, let's go. Hurry up. Single file.
You know, there's one thing we didn't talk about out there. Your brother. I mean, he's under 24-hour surveillance. I'm just saying, if you can't get to him by tonight, we still have to go. You know that, right?
What do you want?
My brother's in Gen Pop. Just got no clue I was in an accident.
So?
Well, is there any way I can get a message to him?
Yeah. Put it in your will.
And you're sure all those dots connect? Okay. Thank you.
Who was that?
A friend of mine at the title company handled a lot of my firm's business. She dug up an address for that phone number in Blackfoot.
Where is it?
It's not the where that's interesting. It's the how. It turns out our little place in Montana was purchased for $2 million by an offshore holding corporation.
Well, that's pretty standard for a transaction that size, though, right?
Sure. Only this holding corporation was bankrolled by a trust. A trust financed by the estate of Terrence Stedman. Looks like you and I are going to Blackfoot, Montana.
Bellick today?
No. Why?
Mac was asking. I guess he ain't showed up yet.
He's probably just late.
Bellick? I haven't beat that guy to work in 8 years. Schofield, St. Gibson's move.
Yeah, I already starting to ask questions, man. We're not going to make it out of here in 7 hours without them finding answers.
How are we coming with that peroxide? I'm going to need it before we meet up for yard duty.
Probably not till later. You want to tell me what you need it for?
Michael, you going to be eating them there Brussels sprouts?
No.
You mind if I,
Take them. They smell like crap.
Do they now?
No, you got to
tonight.
What?
Change of plans.
Why did something happen?
Just find Sucre. He'll tell you what you need to do to be ready.
But what about
tonight?
What the hell's going on?
The president changed his mind.
We were given assurances he would veto the energy bill.
Assurances can tell you everything that a man is going to do until he wakes up in the morning and changes his mind.
Then change it back.
I don't think you understand. The president...
Have you enjoyed our support?
Yes.
Good. We certainly wouldn't want you to take it for granted.
Are you threatening me?
Why? Do you feel threatened?
Carolyn, we've all been through this before. The ebbs and flows of political conscience. But we found at the end of the day we get what we want. It's simply a matter of who helps us get it.
If you can't convince a doddering old fool finishing up his second term what the best thing is for this country's economy, perhaps you're not the kind of helper we're looking for.
Sarah, I was thinking about something.
Enough, Michael. Enough with the lies and the coincidences and the stories, all of it.
It's not what you
think. I know what you did. The question is, are you man enough to admit it?
The keys.
Congratulations. Is it the first time you've been honest with me?
It's not.
The second? What are you after, Michael? Is it drugs? Is it needles?
Neither.
Then what?
Please understand that I never meant... I never wanted to involve you in this.
Well, you've done a pretty poor job of that.
I came here to tell you something. I'm getting my brother out of here. Tonight. And I need your help.
Michael, honestly, for your own good, don't say anything more.
You know he's innocent.
Do what you're talking about and he won't be.
But he'll still be alive.
You understand that I'm required to report everything you're telling me?
Yes.
Then why would you?
Because you're the only one that can help. And because I know you want to be part of the solution.
Yeah, aiding and abetting is not part of the solution.
Neither is doing nothing, knowing what you know about his case.
How dare you put this on me? I did what I could. I gave my father the information from...
No offense to your father, but the people who are framing Lincoln... Let's just say they have a higher security clearance.
So now it's a conspiracy?
I didn't come here to have a debate.
You're asking me to break the law.
I'm asking you to make a mistake. Not hurt anyone. Not steal anything. Just forget to lock up. Leave the door unlocked when you leave tonight. That's it. Please.
This is where you're breaking out of? This room?
There are alarm contacts on the glass surrounding the door. Otherwise, I wouldn't need you to...
I was part of your plan. Was it all an act?
At first. Yes. I needed to be here. But then I wanted to be here. With you.
Right.
And it's killing me to know that you'll never believe that. Whatever you may think of me... This is about Lincoln. Don't make him pay for my mistakes.
Yeah.
Hi, it's me. There's been an acceleration.
How fast are we talking about?
Fast tonight.
Son of a bitch.
I think what you're trying to say is no problem.
Yeah, of course. It'll be taken care of.
Good. The van?
Waiting up Fifth Street, 200 yards.
Behind the old mill?
Behind the old mill. I got it. One question, Jack. Don't you want a bigger plane? You only got 3 seats. I thought you said there were 7 or 8 guys.
Well, not everybody gonna have a ticket.
You gonna tell me who is?
The three who are still breathing.
Whatever airport's closer to Blackfoot. Aisle, window, it doesn't matter. Just keep on the next flight. Yeah, I'll hold.
Hello?
Change of plans. I'm gonna need you to have the girl at the airstrip tonight.
Tonight?
Was I not enunciating?
No, it's just that... Look, things could get messy.
So where's Smock?
Terry?
Come on, man. Like you wouldn't hit that.
I don't know. Vegas, 2 a.m. maybe, but she didn't have such a big booty.
Man, the booty is the man's biggest weakness, so I know I would have hit it.
Find a way to the infirmary yet?
I'm working on it. No, you seen Belly today?
Not yet.
I need to talk to him. You know if he went somewhere, is it?
Do I look like his mother? The guy hasn't shown up yet.
You sure he ain't showed yet? Because I thought I saw him here this morning.
Cleaner! Need a hand over here.
Yeah, I'm on it.
All right.
Fine. Just sore, that's all. You lived my age. You know all about it.
You know you got a couple of foxes in your hen house, right?
Who are we talking about?
The bastard and the born again. They both want out of here. They'll behave until then.
Think so?
I just picked this off the tea bag yesterday. I would have been there 10 seconds later. They've been serving a bruisey with red sauce over at the morgue. I know you want to be shot calling and everything, and that's cool. But you gotta handle things, man. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
Look, this is it, man. Ain't no two office this time. Can't be no complications. We break out tonight. We ain't never getting out.
We got that paperwork in from the county. Sarah?
Yeah, sorry.
That paperwork from the county.
Right, I got it. Do me a favor, could you take care of that for me? I gotta get out of here.
Sure. Where are you going?
Out.
Put your blues on over your PI gear.
What?
Just do it.
You want to tell us why?
We don't have time to get the suits we need. We're going to have to make them.
Yo, what the hell are you doing, man? We got company.
It's okay. He's coming with us.
Hey, whatever happened to you, we got too many people.
When the plan changed, so did the timing. I'll make sure we all get through.
Well, for health reasons, information like that should be disseminated a little more pronto.
Nuh-uh, Fish. One more person means there's one more thing that can go wrong. He is not coming.
It's not up for discussion.
What the hell, it ain't.
I owe him. I don't owe you a damn thing.
You're gonna. If we get nailed because you didn't want to cut down on the damn guest list.
Don't worry, it'll be fine.
I saw some drops of blood on the floor of the PI locker room. Now who's gonna tell me what's going on?
Let me be boss. I did it while I was loading some equipment back into the shed.
You make sure and get that patched up.
Will do.
Okay. Move it.
Are you okay?
Okay enough to make it out of here tonight. I swear.
Shelly, this is, it's me. Listen, I know I'm supposed to call you as my sponsor in case I have a,
I think we should break a bottle of champagne across its bow.
If you're intending to get this thing home for your anniversary tonight, I wouldn't recommend it.
No. Listen, I want you to know that I... I feel very fortunate to have met you.
Yeah. I'm guessing not many structural engineers make their way into Fox River.
No, I don't mean because of your vocation. I mean because you're a decent young man, and there are not many of those who make their way into Fox River.
Well, for what it's worth, there are a few down there.
Well, that's good to hear. Listen, I know this goes without saying, but if there's anything you need, well, let's just say that I owe you one.
Actually, there is one thing you can do for me.
So this whole thing, this whole time, it was never about me. It was about Dad.
I can't believe it.
Michael.
What?
Got something you want to tell me? Just told you everything we knew about Dad was a lie and you barely blinked.
We have to go. Tonight.
What are you talking about?
Bella found the home, so either we go now or it's over.
Michael.
Look, I know it's going to be tight, but I can do this.
Michael, stop it.
James, on your rocks there.
Michael,
I can do this.
Listen to me. Go. You gotta go.
Don't say that.
Look at me. You can't do this. There's not enough time. If you stay here, they'll nail you and you'll rot in here. I'm not asking you, man. I'm telling you. Leave me behind. Go.
What the hell you think you know? Nothing, man. You trying to run something for those Wonder Breads you've been running around with?
No, I ain't even like that.
Tell me something, boy. Is you stepping or is you fetching? I thought I made myself clear when I said your punk ass was no longer in business.
This ain't business, right? This is personal.
What you got there anyway? Some kind of cleaner? What you trying to clean up? Sergeant Franklin.
Dad, what's happening?
search for the presidency. Political correspondent Nancy Liu has the details. Nancy?
And rumors coming out of Vice President Reynolds' camp detail a preliminary shortlist of running mates. Should she, as expected, win her party's nomination? Perhaps the biggest surprise is the inclusion of Illinois Governor Frank Tancredi. His consideration is attributed to his reputation for being tough on crime, and some point to his recent refusal to grant clemency to Lincoln Burroughs, the murderer of the vice president's brother, which was welcomed with deep appreciation from within the Oval Office.
Thanks, Nancy.
Want you to spread horse crap all over your mattress?
It's not in a place to question his will. Are we clear?
Hey, let's cut the noise!
Avocado's gear. He's getting out of the infirmary tonight.
Right?
So, you got plenty of time to bake him a cake. Hey, I heard you were asking Patterson about Bellick. Said you thought you saw him this morning?
Yeah, it was. It was yesterday. That's what I saw.
You sure?
Yeah. You know, time just sort of blends together up in here.
All right.
Close on 88!
What am I supposed to do with this?
Pour it in the toilet.
You guys seen us steal some peroxide from the kitchen so we can clean the toilet?
We gotta get all of us into psych ward tonight to access the pipes. A bunch of cons wearing their prison blues. We'd stick out like a sore thumb. But the inmates in the psych ward all wear
white
peroxide access of bleach.
Camouflage. Just a few more hours now. Looks like we got everything we need. Everything except your brother.
You worry about the suits. I'll worry about Link.
Could you give us a couple rounds?
Of course, Mr. President. You probably know why I'm here.
If I were a betting man, I have a pretty good idea where I'd lay my chips.
The energy bill, Richard. Why did you change your mind? You've been saying for months it's so full of pork, the damn thing's ready to squeal, and now
yes,
all of
the bill is flawed, but it's better than doing nothing. And frankly, I find it a little curious that you're here telling me to veto a bill you voted in favor of.
You're on the way out. Some of us need to think ahead.
Actually, I've been doing some thinking ahead as well, Carolyn, specifically about my endorsement.
What?
I'm considering making a switch, throwing my weight behind Senator Chalice.
You can't do that.
Can I? Carolyn, you are everything that's wrong with politics. You vote not to legislate change, but to profit. You run not to make a difference, but to make demands.
You put me on your ticket, not because I share your views, but because I didn't share your gender. So don't take the moral high ground. We all know how this game is played. Richard, please.
Take care.
Richard. Richard.
You know what I got my wife for my anniversary?
Huh.
A scarf.
Well, this is a big one for me. I had to do something special. Okay, let's get this thing down to the car. We'll do it all together on three.
All right.
Ready? One.
Ready.
Two. Three.
Save.
Oh, no! Put it down! Oh. All right, get Schofield up here right away.
It's working.
All right, get him out and get him dry. We got to get him on under our clothes before tier time, which is in 45 minutes.
You think everyone else will be ready?
We don't have a choice. As soon as the gates open, we go. We're going to need every second.
Open up for
you. Schofield, Pope needs to see you ASAP.
Now?
What for?
The bar mitzvah. Let's go.
It's 6:15, bro. You can't...
Now.
Ready. Take a talk. Excuse me a minute. Sarah, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I guess to congratulations. Can't believe I had to hear about it on the news.
Oh, the VP thing. Well, that's just talk.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was it your mother used to say? It's always nice to be invited to the dance, even if you don't have the right shoes.
Yeah, she also used to say your father's a lying bastard, but I figured that was just the booze talking.
You know, it's always nice to see you, Sarah. Is there something that you needed, or did you just come by to...
Just tell me something. Did you look at the information I gave you from Lincoln Burrow's attorneys?
Sweetheart, move on. The man's attorneys had a window to present new evidence. They didn't. Now that window is closed.
I just need to know, did you look at the information?
Come on, Sarah.
Answer me.
I swear, working at Fox River has changed you. You're always saying you want to make a difference. At that place, it's too late. You should be a teacher so that you can get to these people before they become...
Did you look at the information?
I didn't need to. I supported the findings of the court. And I mean, if you have a problem with the verdict, go after them. But before you do, I suggest you look at the guy's rap sheet and ask yourself if the world will be a better place with Lincoln Burrows walking the streets.
Just tell me one thing. Did they promise you the vice presidency before or after you signed his death warrant?
I will not discuss morality with an addict and a thief. You want to talk reality, Sarah? How many times did I use my influence to keep you and one of your junky boyfriends out of jail? How many? Was it 3, 4 times? I swear, Sarah, it's funny, you know? You have no trouble whatsoever with me bending the law. Especially when it's bent in your direction. Grow up.
You talked to that tweener kid?
Yeah, he says he got his days mixed up, but I don't know.
What?
Something about the way he said it.
Oh, come on, man. Bill is just taking it personal. I don't want to get the guy busted.
And if he's not, I'm just saying it's 6:30 and no one's heard from the guy. Well, we got to tell Pope.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Did you call the cab for the airport?
No, not yet.
Why not? Come on, the flight leaves in an hour.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that... us going to Montana might not be a good move.
What are you talking about?
What if you are right and the smoking gun is in that house? You think they're just going to let us walk in there and make a citizen's arrest?
Look, Nick, I don't know what your deal is lately, but I'm getting on that plane with or without you.
I can't let you do that.
All this time, you're one of them? Who's pulling your leash, Nick? Stedman? Kellerman? Look at me. I want you to remember my face when you do whatever the hell it is you're gonna do. Look at me! You're a coward. Oh, Schofield's outside, sir.
Okay. I want you to try every number we have for Brad Bellick. Try his home first. His mother usually answers.
Mrs. Bellick? Hi. One moment, please. I have Warden Pope here for you.
Mrs. Bellick? No cause for alarm. No. We haven't seen him, and we were wondering if he might be home under the weather. So Brad called you when he pulled in this morning? And he said he was here? Okay, well, thank you, Mrs. Bellick. We'll keep you posted. I'm sure he's fine. Radio Mac, have him check the parking lot for Bellick's truck. If he finds it, have him call me immediately.
...457? This is base. What's your 20? Pregnant, Fernando. I'm gonna have your son. And all I know is I'm really scared. I'm really scared to do this alone.
John, it's never too late. If you agree to accept Christ into your heart and to turn from your sin, he will forgive you and save you in eternity.
I'll give you Fibonacci when the time is right.
Time is right now.
No, the time is right when you and I are both standing outside those walls.
I'm gonna get out of here someday, and when I do, don't think I won't remember what your front steps look like. I'm being shipped back off.
somewhere where the actual Taj Mahal appears pink in the morning, milky white in the evening, and golden when the moon shines. The changes, they say, depict the different emotions of a woman. I can tell you something. If we don't get this thing fixed tonight, I don't want to know what kind of emotion my wife is going to have if I walk through that door empty-handed. It's strange. I mean, it just gave way. We lifted it up and the support beam snapped. What's this?
The support. I'm the one that holds up that beam.
You took it?
I'm sorry. But I needed to get back in here.
I don't understand. Why would you...
And you're gonna make sure my brother goes with me.